Kevin Norwood. It's great to have you inside the game in T-Town, man. I hope you're well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a real joy. It's been a real joy to come back and see everybody and go back and visit the complex, even though I haven't been gone long. I don't know why you call it Throwback Thursday, but haven't been gone long. But at the same time, it just feels like home. You know, everybody misses me, and it's just great to be back.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we do look forward to sort of sitting back and talking a little college football, spending an extended amount of time. And we'll also advertise that we will take calls for Kevin Norwood. So 205-342-9904 if you'd like to talk to Kevin. And Kevin's one of those guys that always represented the University of Alabama the way that it should be represented. And Kevin, I don't know where that came from. You obviously, your background, walking through, something about you embraced that Alabama tradition. And I'm just, that's my observation as a media guy that covered you since you arrived.
Well, it was just a lot of players that come before me wore the same number or wore the same logo as me, and I just wanted to continue to represent it well. Alabama, of course, has great history and great tradition and stuff like that, so I just wanted to, you know, represent it well and of course, keep a good name for myself, because, I mean, it's already hard being a wide receiver at Bama, and on top of that, you know, just because, you know, Bama's a run-first offense, so, you know, you got to make the opportunities due whenever they come. So I just wanted to be liked and, you know, be known for what I do and work hard and play hard and give my best every chance I get.
Absolutely. Kevin Norwood right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Kevin, I want to make it to Seattle, but I sort of want to walk through different sort of stages. When did you pick up the love for football? Like, I mean, walk us back to when the day that, you know, you grabbed the pigskin and you said, you know, maybe I can go and play at a college level, at an NFL level, and to be able to accomplish some unique things. When did you first develop the love for football?
That is a good question, because to be honest, I really don't know. It was just one of those things, like, you know, just growing up, I played basketball, football, and baseball, and ran track and all that stuff. I just wanted to stay in sports. For some reason, sports was, you know, just, I guess I was just always, I wouldn't say good at it, but I feel like I had the more opportunities, you know, to do sports and stuff like that. My brothers and sisters, they play sports too. So after watching my brother and them, you know, play football, and, you know, I asked my mom to join, and she was kind of hesitant, because I was a small person back then, and but she finally let me go. And to be honest, when I started, I mean, I wasn't
what position did you play, Kevin?
I was everywhere. I was running back, I was DB, quarterback, wide receiver. They had me everywhere. They tried to put me everywhere where I can play. But to be honest, I wasn't that good. A lot of people thought I was, but for me, I felt like I wasn't good. To be honest, back in Pee Wee, I knew I wasn't that good, in my opinion, but everybody else thought I was good. I didn't see it. I think it was because I was fast. And I just, as soon as I got the ball, I just ran with it to the next, to the end zone. So, I mean, but I think it was it was in high school when I realized I can go far with this, and when I got my first scholarship to Mississippi State. And after that moment, I was just real proud. You know, I graduated high school, and my only one in my family to go to college. So that's, I think football has done a lot of great things for me, and, you know, brought me a long way. I mean, look at me now. I would have never thought I would have went to college and graduate and all that stuff, and 3 national championships. I mean, wow. It, 2 SECs. I mean,
where's the jewelry at? do you wear it?
No, not really. I'm proud of it, but I don't
flash it. Okay,
yeah,
flash, no, that's fair.
I just you know, it's something I hold dear to my heart, and I keep it safe. Locked up.
Well, and I probably would as well. And right now we're talking with Kevin Norwood. And I've been told, we got a couple guys that that have won national titles that do a radio show here, and their friends and colleagues. Baron Huber, who played back in 2009 and was a fullback, he does a morning show with Martin Houston. Now, Martin goes back to 1992, back when a fullback was the second leading rusher back in 1992. Yeah. And so two fullbacks, national championship winning quarterbacks, fullbacks, he says it really doesn't hit you until like 10 to 15 years down the road. And you look back and you go, did I really accomplish that? That's when it hits you, is what I've been told.
Yeah, pretty much. It's down the line. To be honest, it still hasn't hit me yet. I won 3 national championships, 2 SECs, and graduated twice. It still hasn't hit me yet. I got drafted to the Seahawks. To me, it's like it feels normal, I guess, in a sense. It's not normal, of course, but it just feels normal in a sense of this is my job now. This is what I've been working for, so I'm ready to go. It's that feeling.
We definitely want to talk about Seattle, but I want to go back to a transition. When you talked about your first scholarship offer, what did Nick Saban do to sell you on coming to the University of Alabama? What was that pitch like?
That was a crazy recruiting moment. I got my first scholarship from Mississippi State, and then I went to, I think maybe a week later, I went to the Alabama summer camp that they held, and I went up to the Coach Saban's office, and he closed the door, and we were just sitting there talking, and he was just telling me all the good mechanics I have, and I can fit in well here with the team, and he pretty much sold me there when he told me I can help this team win some national championships. And, after that, I committed to them. They offered me a scholarship, and I committed. But then Auburn and I guess the rest of the guys found out, and they wanted to get in the picture too.
Auburn got in the photo?
Auburn got in.
Really?
At the last minute. It was
– what'd you tell them? I don't know if I want to get into that.
It's over with now. I was at my ex basketball game in Selma, Alabama, and they called and they was asking me, can they come visit? I was like, well, I don't have nothing else to do, sure. And so we sat in the hotel lobby, and they was just talking to me. I think it was what's his name, Trooper or something like that, Trooper Taylor.
Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, and
super recruiter. big time guy. I mean, he's a tough recruiter. He's got a lot of talent. But
yeah, but then they wanted me to come take a visit. I was like, might as well see what else is out there for me. Make sure I'm making the right decision to go to Bama. And so, like a little bit later, I think it was maybe it was a little later. Coach Saban had called. I don't know how they found out that Auburn wanted me to come visit or whatever, or anything like that. But news got out, and Coach Saban called, Coach Burns called. Oh, man, it was hectic after that. I was like, what is going on?
Full court press.
Full court. And then after a while, I just broke down crying, like, wow, what is going on? I didn't know what to do. But of course, I made the decision to come to Bama.
All right, so great decision, and certainly we're proud to have you a part of the Crimson Tide family. Kevin Norwood right now inside the game, a member of the Seattle Seahawks and a member of the University of Alabama. So let me go back. Nick Saban sells you on winning championships, okay? He tells you. But at that point, Alabama had not accomplished that. But we knew about what Nick Saban had accomplished there at LSU. I go back to the ties there. Growing up in that state, moving to Mississippi – am I right?
Oh, that was Fluker. You talking about Fluker? I'm born and raised in Mississippi.
But why do I keep saying Louisiana? But okay. So my bad. I apologize. But okay. So being at least close to LSU, I mean, you're probably closer to Baton Rouge than you are. No, am I really?
No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, you're closer to Baton Rouge than you are Tuscaloosa. So, but understanding what Nick Saban had accomplished there. What was it so convincing that you could win a championship and that you could be part of that?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really know Coach Saban like that, winning national championships at LSU and stuff like that until I got here. The thing that really sold me was like the year before when they lost to Florida in the SEC championship in 08. And my biggest thing was just coming when I after I seen them lose to them and then lose to Utah or Utah State or something like that. My biggest thing was just come in and help them win it, win a national title if I can help any. But that was my biggest thing, just come in and help them, because I know they's going to have some motivation going in next season to win it. And I wanted to be a part of it. Because in high school, I mean, I went to state championship, but I never won anything besides in basketball when we won district. But that's about it. So I just wanted to come help win.
And where I'm going with this, okay, is because Nick Saban was able to sell that recruiting class that you were a part of was very special.
Yeah.
Okay. He was able to do that prior to winning the championships. I can only imagine what's it like now. Because, I mean, right now it's, you know, it's cherry picking season for Nick Saban. I mean, he goes to all these different spots and they're getting the number one player here and the number one player there. But it wasn't that way back then. And I guess that's where I'm trying to go, is this salesman that was selling the University of Alabama and selling that, you know, that he wanted you to be a part of it is probably a little bit easier right now for Nick Saban. And I know you probably had a chance to do that, official visits, and, you know, you take recruits and showcase what Alabama's been able to accomplish. And they're probably, you know, the eyes get big when they see the University of Alabama is trying to get them to, you know, convince them to come to university and play here.
Definitely. And, I mean, he sells really well. But the thing about that is that he can back it up. You know, he's a great coach. He really is. Not only that, he teaches guys us to be men, not only on the field but off the field. Helping us, you know, just be responsible, and that's the great thing I love about him. He's just a really great guy, and he's not all business. Coach Saban does laugh. I mean, he smiles. He goes to practice and he jokes. He's not the strict guy that everybody perceives him as. He really is a great guy, though.
As a guy that has played for him, who's won championships. Let me sort of walk back and talk about that chemistry between a coach and a player. Because, Kevin, even though you try to remove yourself from the media, you see the reports. Yeah. I mean, they call him at times Nick Satan, and they take shots at him. And a lot of that's just because they win. And when you put that crimson jersey on, it comes with a different level of criticism.
Yeah,
But I go back as someone that knew him, and sometimes it's okay to defend your coach, but you read the negative reports. How does a player like that, because you know the real Nick Saban. We don't know the real Nick Saban, okay? We never will. I mean, we see the media side, the press conference side. We don't see the laughs and the jokes and the smiles, okay? and we see media ripping him apart or taking shots at him. He's lost it and all that. How as a player do you react to some of those comments when you know the real Nick Saban?
To be honest, I just look at it and laugh. I mean, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I'm laid back. I don't do
no
anything.
Way.
But I don't pay much attention to the media. I mean, because they can, because at Bama, we have a big target on our back. Everybody wants to beat us. Everybody want to find the littlest thing to pull out of something and make it huge. That way the target on our back becomes even, you know, it becomes much bigger. So, and that's what people try to do. And I just look at it and laugh. And and when it's my turn to get in front of the media, I just try to make jokes and trying to be funny, make everybody feel at ease and make sure I don't say anything that I'm not supposed to say and stuff like that. Coach Saban trained me well now.
Hey, you were a pro. Kevin, there was the good times and the bad times. You always faced the media, and you always said the right things, and I'd often wondered. So Coach Saban was part of that as well, coaching you up in the media a little bit?
Definitely. Why not? I mean, he even brought people in to help us train for the media and stuff like that. I mean, why not? You want your team to be represented well. You want your players to represent themselves well.
Norwood right now inside the game talking about playing for the University of Alabama. We're going to make our way to the Seattle Seahawks next because you've had a great mini camp and a lot of expectations there. Very passionate fan base. They love their Seattle Seahawks. It's probably a little bit of a different adjustment period. I want to talk about mini camp and then what you're doing to prepare, and then we're going to dive back into some of those Alabama history nuggets. And Kevin, every time you're on here, you sort of always break some news, and I'm sure you probably got some in your back pocket that
nope.
At some point we can get you to share.
No, I don't have any. I think my mouth is sealed.
Okay.
No, I'm staying out of the Alabama news.
Yeah,
I don't know anything. The Coker thing was I thought everybody knew that, but that's my mistake, I guess.
No, it wasn't a mistake. It was coming. I mean, you never know. I mean,
I guess it was eventually coming, but I mean, I guess I spilled the beans before everybody was supposed to know, I guess.
Now Coach Saban didn't call you and say, Kevin, I can't.
No. Nobody called.
Okay. Good. Because I didn't even – I asked the question, and I didn't realize it was coming. Then Kevin goes, well, that guy from Florida State's going to be transferring. Big part of 2014, I'd like to ask you about the wide receivers as well. Mark Cooper, Christian Jones, and some of those great wide receivers that's going to be asked to take your position.